Hello, everybody, and welcome to Turn the Page, Season 4, Book 14 of Twist the Plot, Instant Millionaire, by one real-life Stein. R.L. Stein wrote this one. Are you ready to become a millionaire instantly, instantaneously?
Rito, did America also have the formative game show of Who Wants to Become a Millionaire?
Yeah, we called it Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but I'm sure that that's just a regional change.
It's just slightly less fancy. Whomst would like to become a millionaire?
Yeah.
Versus who want to be a millionaire?
I mean, it shows a little bit like if they actually are, the name actually is different. It shows a little bit like in America, I don't want to become one. I don't want anything about the journey. I just want to already be one. It's who wants to be one? I don't want to become
exactly.
One. Just
in
make
the
it
Australian
happen.
Version that I'm describing. They give you $1 million worth of work. You don't get the $1 million.
Yeah.
You just get the process.
Honestly, it'd feel nice and earned. And probably you lose slightly less of it to taxes.
Less of it.
Womp womp.
Although, every time that show came on, and let me just be very clear. It is called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in Australia. I just didn't remember the name perfectly.
I wish that it wasn't. Change it.
I too, in retrospect, but every single time that show came on, and every single time they flashed the logo, and every single time the show introduced itself, and every single time the host said the name of the show, internally in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, of course, yep,
me,
obviously, yep,
me,
please,
I,
come on, yep, come on, when's my payday coming?
Yeah, I want to be. Why are you flaunting this over me? So why are you asking me so many times if you do, like... It's just rude.
It feels
yes,
like an
I
obvious
be
question.
Yes, I want to be
I can only think of one subset of people who would answer no to that.
Billionaires?
And they are billionaires.
Yeah.
I invested $1 billion.
But, you know, here comes the time where... I've seen the small thumbnail of this cover
it's so
a handful
rude.
Of times. What I did not realize is that there are multiple... two-headed iguanas that are pink.
They do appear to be iguana-goanna things.
And they all have three human arms?
Mm-hmm.
And they
have the full amount of human fingers as well on each hand.
And they're
eating
the money.
Both an opposable thumb and four manes.
They are eating the money. What is happening? Well,
I don't know, but they look like they're savoring it. That money probably tastes good.
Yeah, and then there's a small elephant in an even smaller car. So,
they couldn't possibly be in the distance. Or,
no.
This boy is huge!
Well, the boy's behind the car, so the car must be small. Or, it could be big boy. Big, big boy. But, I'm curious to
Shall
see...
Shall we learn the tale of this big, big boy?
Yes. I'm very curious where... If we can, figure out where R.L. Stein gets this predisposition to have every successful ending, at least have one successful ending in every one of the Give Yourself Goosebumps books be, and then you become a millionaire, and that's the goal.
I'm not an anthropologist or historian, but can I make an anthropological historical guess? I think R.L. Stein, real-life Stein himself, was born in the period of time when lotteries... especially state and national, started to become a lot more popular and importantly televised in public. I think that he, as a kid, had formative experiences of seeing people suddenly become rich. Not necessarily people near him, but through this media lens. And I think that there was a kind of fascination, a cultural fascination with it at the time. I base this on the thorough data and research that I have just pulled from mine behind.
That's good. That's good behind research. I would say and it's also before
Some
the
of
time.
Some of the best researchers have been in there.
It's also before the time where we found out that winning the lottery ruins your life. So.
Yes, it's before the requisite cynicism after the fact of a lot of these people immediately ruined their lives afterwards.
Yeah. So, anyways, take us to the Beware page that's
let's do it.
Almost more sinister than it saying
what?
Beware. It says something else.
Do you feel lucky today? If you do, turn the page and enter the lottery. You may be a winner and become an instant millionaire! If you win the grand prize, you'll have 1 month to spend it all or give it all away. If you can't get rid of the $1 million in 1 month, you must give the unspent money back or you'll lose out on an even bigger fortune. Think it'll be easy to get rid of $1 million? Think it'll be fun? It'll all depend on the choices you make. By following the directions at the bottom of each page, you will decide what you do with your money. If you can make the right choices, you might end up with a fortune in cash. If you make the wrong choices, you may have to beg your parents for $1 million advance on your allowance.
Spend this $1 million fast, or there will be consequences? Is this a Mr. Beast video? What's going on?
Yeah. This is a thread that comes up on Ask Reddit like every year. Of like, you get given $1 million, but you have to spend all of it in a single day. Otherwise, it gets repoed. What do you do?
Bank. Spend it on bank.
I spend it on bank. I buy a bunch of bonds.
Yeah. I buy
do
bank.
Do you want the real answer? The real answer is getting no upvotes. I buy bonds.
Yeah. Wow. Pog.
Ooh, yeah,
real
up cool.
Dude, mister.
Edit, thanks for the gold, stranger.
To enter the lottery, turn to page 2. I died a little bit when I said that. Are you ready to enter the instant millionaire lottery? Who knows? You might be the grand prize winner and find yourself with $1 million in cash.
That, plus the money you make from babysitting, should put you in pretty good shape, don't you think?
Pick a number. Any one of these four. 7, 13, 25, or 50. One of these numbers will win you the grand prize and set you off on a book full of adventures. One? Which number? Wait. Well, only one of these numbers gives us a book full of adventures?
Yep. All of the other ones we lose.
Which number do you choose? 7, 13, 25, or 50? I also... complete missed opportunity that these are not the page numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like that would have been pretty easy to do. It's page number 7 on page 10, number 13 on page 75, number 25 on page 26, number 50 on page 30. Like, the least we could have done, real life Stein, the least we could have done. I mean, I feel like the obvious setup for 13 is, like, unlucky. Number 13.
Yeah, it's the unlucky number, it's our lucky number, or something, something. 7, I think, is also a lot of people's...
feels on the nose.
A lot of people's lucky number.
Yeah, but I almost wonder, I mean, was it that way? Maybe it's everyone's lucky number because of this book. Have we thought of that? Have we thought of that?
Maybe 7 and 13 did what the pink and blue did for kids in the Victorian England era. Like, it flipped. Originally, 13 was the lucky number and 7 was the unlucky number, but then Friday the 13th came out and this book came out and flipped it entirely.
Aw, shucks.
If I'm honest, out of these, the one that I find the luckiest is probably 25.
That's what I was going to say. It's also closest to being the right page number.
Mm-hmm. Got that going for it.
All right.
Do you want to head over and meet me on 25?
Sure. Congratulations. You picked number 25, and number 25 is a grand prize winner. That's right. You've won $1 million in cash. Now,
wow.
Now all you have to do is hand in your lottery ticket. Wait, where is it? Not in that pocket? Wait, try the other pocket. No, how about your wallet? Did you put it in your wallet? It's yellow. Bright yellow. You can't mistake it for anything else. Keep looking. How about your dresser? Did you put it in one of those drawers? No. Did you put it in one of those textbooks? No. In your notebook? No. Keep looking. Keep looking. You can't give up. You can't. Look everywhere. Under the bed. Under the sink. Behind the couch. In the dog's dish. No. You can't find it. What a disappointment. Oh, well. Maybe you'll win $1 million some other time. Those are the breaks, right? The end. All right. This was a good episode, Raps.
Yeah, because we already know that 25 was the winner, so there's no point picking any of the other ones.
So all the other numbers can't be right, then.
Right, book.
So, all right. You want to go to 50 and call the other ones bluffs?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's call these bluffs. 50 is on page 30, if I recall correctly.
Wow, Reps. I got great news. Congratulations. Number 50 is the winning number.
What?
It's not a grand prize winning number, but you have won a jumbo prize.
Jumbo! Jumbo! Come over here, boy!
That's right. Your very own two-tone elephants. You'll definitely be the envy of every kid on your block, don't you agree? Well, better go tell the good news to Uncle Clyde, stock up on peanuts, and buy a big shovel. Oh yeah, and congratulations. The end. I mean, this is the fastest good end we've ever had.
Legitimately.
This is better than the stress that's going to come on the correct, quote-unquote correct one. Also, I think that they might not be lying. I think only one of these numbers has a book full of content.
If you gave me $1 million,
yeah,
first thing I would do...
buy an elephant. What?
Is buy an elephant, and I would be deep, deep, deep in debt. An elephant definitely costs more than $1 million. An elephant? A whole 2-ton elephant.
Yeah? Do you think so? How much?
Not really.
You know what? How? What the heck? Okay. I got two prices in front of me. Tell me, and in US dollars, because I'm not going to convert.
Okay, without going over.
Without going over, how much would a baby elephant cost, and how much would an adult elephant cost?
A baby elephant would cost you $85,000.
Ooh, it's close.
Oh, I went over.
Adult. You did not go over.
An adult?
Yeah.
You know what? Big swing. An adult costs $720,000.
That is a huge swing. A baby.
Yeah.
It says that a baby elephant costs around $100,000 US.
Okay.
And an adult costs $80,000 US. The price goes down.
What?
Because you have less time with your elephant. I guess. And you can't.
But it has more memories. It comes preloaded.
I know, and you can't change it. You cannot teach this elephant.
Oh, right. So they charge more for it coming with factory settings.
Yeah, exactly. It's got the full reset. You can program it with all kinds of memories. Like you. Like you and you loving it. I don't know. I don't know. My first thought was going to be that the adult would cost more too. But then I saw that. I was like, you know what? That actually makes sense. Because who's going to buy him? I don't want to get... this is going to get sad. Who's going to buy him? Circuses.
Wait.
They want them not... Exactly. They want them to not know how to be an elephant. They want them to know how to do funny trick.
Balance on ball.
Balance on ball for me, beautiful, majestic creature. Balance on
jump
ball.
Through this ring.
Jump the ring, majestic creature. Balance on
through
ball.
The trapeze. Oh, okay, shouldn't have tried that. All right.
All right. Okay. Here's the. You know what? This might.
Yeah.
This might be a death sentence, but maybe considering we know that things don't actually go our way in this book when we win the $1 million, maybe 13 is the winning number, but that doesn't mean it's the lucky number. You know?
Sounds good to me.
And then we're gonna get all the wrong ones before we get there. Congratulations! Number 13 is a lucky number for you. You're the grand prize winner, and you're an instant millionaire. In a few moments, you'll be handed $1 million in cash. Wow! But hold on, don't rush out to start buying your weight in candy bars and comic books. There's some special rules to the instant millionaire lottery. Special rules that you better learn. Turn to page 6 for your special instructions. Okay. A strangely dressed little man knocks at your front door. He's wearing a long black frock coat and a black derby hat. He's carrying an ebony walking stick in one hand and a long narrow box in the other.
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance,
he says in a clipped British accent.
I represent the mysterious millionaire Otto Quincy Vandermint III.
Otto Quincy Vandermint III?
You ask.
Well, we think that's his name,
the little man says.
We're not sure, really. His name might be Bob Johnson. His handwriting is really hard to decipher.
You usher quite an assumption, then. You usher him into the living room and offer him a seat.
No, thank you,
he says.
I never sit. It's bad for the circulation.
He puts down his walking stick and holds up a long, narrow box.
Mr. Vandermint, or Mr. Johnson, whichever it is, has informed me that you are the grand prize winner in the Instant Millionaire Lottery, which he sponsors. He has asked me to give you this box containing $1 million in cash.
Hold on, reps. Let's try that again, considering the next line. Gulp. That's all you managed to say. Why are we saying it? gulp. We say it out loud.
I don't want him to miss that I'm gulping in response to this.
A gulp.
A gulp. That's a gulp.
That's all you managed to say.
I'll pass that along to Mr. Vandermint. Oh, no. Mr. Johnson.
The little man says.
Before I hand you this money, I have a document here that you must read. You knew there had to be a catch to this, didn't you?
Go on to page 7. The little man hands you a sheet of paper, stands watching as you read the typewritten message that it contains. You can read it.
Dear Instant Millionaire, I'm handing you over the grand prize winner of a sum of $1 million. You must abide by the following rules. Number 1, you have only 1 month to spend all of the money. Number 2, you must spend it yourself. No one else can help you. Number 3, if you manage to spend the $1 million in 1 month, you may receive $5 million more. You may do whatever you please with this $5 million. Number 4, you cannot gamble with the money or use it in any legal manner. Number 5, you can give the money away, but not to anyone you know. And number 6, if you cannot spend or give away the $1 million in 1 month, you must return all the unspent money to me, and you forfeit the additional $5 million.
This section of the video is sponsored by Feastables. Go check out my candy bar brands. Okay. You struggle to read the signature at the bottom of the page, but you can't make it out.
Will you agree to these rules?
The little man asks. Go on to page 8.
You bet.
You cry, sounding more excited than you'd expected. You reach out to shake hands.
I'm sorry. I never shake hands. Bad for the skin.
The little man says.
Here. Take this box, please. It's quite heavy.
He hands you the box containing the $1 million.
Thank you!
You cry. You place the box on the coffee table, and the man picks up his walking stick.
I'll show myself out,
he says. He turns and walks into the coat closet.
Maybe I'd better show you out,
you say, leading him towards the front door.
Enjoy your prize,
he says, walking quickly down the street.
And don't spend it all in one place!
You close the door and carry the box into your room.
If only Uncle Clyde were home,
you tell yourself.
I just gotta tell someone about this.
You open the box and the money is in $1,000 bills. You close the box and hide it in the back of your sock drawer. You decide to run over and see your friend Andy. You've gotta tell him about your lottery prize. You lock the front door carefully behind you. You turn the corner and begin to walk down Andy's street. Wait a minute, that man back there, is he following you? Turn to page 37. Yes, that man is walking quickly towards you. He's following you, all right? Now, what should you do? Andy's house is a block and a half away. Should you make a run for it? What if the man runs after you, follows you there? You don't want to get Andy in danger, too. Maybe you should turn the corner and head for school. Summer school is in session, so the building will be open. You can hide in there until the man gives up. But the school is nearly 3 blocks away. Andy's house is closer. What shall it be? Decide quickly. The man is getting closer. Andy's house. Turn to page 55. The school, 84.
How much do we want to gloat to a friend?
I'm thinking about where we'll spend money. I don't care about Andy's
school.
Safety,
we can spend a lot of it at the canteen.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's top up on tater tots.
$800,000 in Pop-Tarts, please.
Can I have $20,000 of your best gruel?
You walk until you get to the corner, picking up speed, walking as fast as you can. You turn to see the man is still the same distance behind you. You turn the corner onto the street and the school is on. Onto the street that the school is on. You begin to run now. You run without looking back, but you can hear the man's footsteps behind you. Now he's running too. You're breathing hard as you reach the... Oh, we're so back. You're breathing hard. As you reach the playground, your mouth is dry. Your chest is heaving as you gasp for air. You run right through a baseball game.
Hey, watch where you're going!
Some kid yells angrily as you cross over second base. You turn to see if the man is still following you. Yep, he's still running. He's running at full speed now. His dark coat is flapping behind him. He's getting closer. It's 100 yards or so to the school building. You know that you'll be safe if you can get inside. You're almost there. You've almost made it, but look out. You trip over a softball someone left in the grass. You sprawl forward on the ground, and the man is right behind you. Go to page 85.
I already knew how much I missed RL's comic timing.
It's good.
But oh boy.
We're so back. The man stands above you as you struggle to your feet. Your heart's pounding. Your head is throbbing. You feel too dizzy to stand.
I'm terribly sorry to trouble you,
the man says in a clipped British accent. You suddenly realize it's the little man who gave you your prize money.
Could you please sign on the line here? I'm afraid I forgot to get a receipt.
Sure, you feel a little silly making him run 3 blocks to get your signature, but $1 million is bound to make you act a little bit weird, don't you think? Go ahead, sign the receipt, catch your breath, and then turn to page 12. Your Uncle Clyde comes home at 6, and you run to the front door to greet him.
My $1 million came today!
Ha! You shout excitedly.
Yeah, good!
He says, putting down his cap and newspaper on the coffee table.
Anything else new?
You knew he'd be as nonchalant as ever. It'd take more than $1 million to get Uncle Clyde excited.
Some newspaper people were here a few minutes ago to take my photo for the Gazette?
You tell him, following him into the kitchen.
I don't read the Gazette.
Uncle Clyde says, opening the refrigerator.
And trouble is money. You know what I mean by that?
No.
You say.
Listen, can you lend me a 20 till Friday?
He asks.
No.
You reply.
According to the rules, I can't give any of it to anyone I know.
Well, then it isn't much good now, is it?
Go to page 13. Sure.
I have to spend all of it or give it away in 1 month.
You tell him.
If I can do that, then I get a $5 million more.
He takes out some lettuce and tomato.
I hope you don't get a swelled head from this.
He says, looking for the white bread.
I imagine once you get $5 million, there'll be no talking to you.
Well, I don't have it yet.
You say.
First, I have to decide how I'm going to get rid of this million.
It's a big decision. Are you going to try and spend it all, or are you going to try and give the $1 million away? Spend it, 42. Give it away, 50.
No hybrid options.
Nope. Spend all of the money, or give away all of the money. Okay.
If I'm entirely honest,
yeah,
I think the this is anti-book, right? This solves the problem and it immediately takes us to the end. But you go to a good charity, like a charity that's highly rated by like independent charity like organizations that make sure they're not just pocketing money.
Yeah.
And then you give them $1 million and then you have $5 million.
Yeah. And they say, thanks. This isn't our highest donation this month.
They say thank you. If not, that means they're trustworthy. That means that other people trust them with their money.
That's what I'm saying.
That means...
Somebody already used this for a tax write-off already today, and this is not even the biggest donation today. Bada bing, bada boom.
I didn't even think about that. You get tax write-offs for your further winnings.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
The selfish strategy.
Infinite money
hit glitch.
Yeah, it's true. Infinite money glitch.
You ready to surf up and down the corner of Cinnabar Island?
Missing? No. What am I missing here?
The duplication glitch that would occur in slot 6
of
your inventory at the time. Just slot Stardust to the moon.
Yeah, for me it was always infinite rare candies in the inside. Just, you know,
naturally.
I was boring.
Rito, how do you feel about the fact that we're probably hitting a generational gap with that reference?
No.
Like, the closest.
It's relevant to everyone. You shut your mouth. Everyone got it. Everyone loved it.
What do you mean you don't know about the coding limitations and capabilities of the first generation of Pokemon?
I mean, you know. Yeah, people will say at this point that glitches are just like... Glitches are not as cool as they used to be now. Glitches are boring now. The only cool glitches are ones that speedrunners use to clip through walls, and even those aren't that cool. They're not as cool as freaking missing, though. How do you make a game so buggy that that happens? That's too cool.
It's too damn cool.
It's too cool, and now it's just like, oh, that's... I fell through the floor, and I can't play the game anymore. What a fun glitch.
Ooh, I gotta make sure that I don't hit the kill plane before I run through this invisible level all the way to the end of Dark Souls 2.
If I pause buffer, I can actually gain X value and I can be a little bit higher. Boring, snooze, give me infinite rare candies. Thank you. All right. Sorry. I don't care. Give away the money.
Yeah, let's give it away. Give it away now.
I feel like I'm going to try and read the book that, like, I don't know. We usually get punished for doing the quote unquote typical right thing, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, you tuck a huge wad of $1,000 bills into your wallet and take the bus to the nearest shopping mall. Hold on. Did we pick the right one? Okay. I'm going to give it away to all my local businesses in exchange for goods. You pick a spot in front of Marlin's, the most popular department store in the mall. It's only 10:30 in the morning, but there are lots of shoppers coming in and out. You pull a $1,000 bill out of your wallet and hold it up.
Can I give someone this $1,000 bill?
You call out. Nobody stops.
Get your $1,000 bills right here!
You shout. Shoppers walk right past you into the store.
What? Anyone want a free $1,000 bill?
We have so much documented proof that this is not what would happen now because of YouTube shorts and TikToks and stuff. We know for a fact that this is not how this would go. You call out. 20 minutes later, you're still standing there holding the first $1,000 bill in your hand. No one stopped. Very few people have even looked at you.
Better try a different approach.
You tell yourself. Should you offer a larger amount of money, or should you pick a specific person out of the crowd? Specific people out of the crowd and go up to talk to them personally. Large amount, page 20. Specific people, page 78. Excuse me, you look poor. What are you... what are we doing here? No.
There was a version of, like, giving money to people out in public video that existed very popularly on YouTube, I want to say about late 2022, that really felt like it was just that. Like,
Hey, you look poor. Shake my hand. Tell me that I'm a good person. Tell me that I'm a good person. Tell me that I'm a good person. Tell my subscribers that I'm a good person.
I'm going to hold the wad of cash in this hand.
Yeah, hold my merch in your other hand. Yeah.
And your hand in the other hand with an iron grip.
Yeah, hold this sack of money in one hand. Hold my merch in the other. Give a smile at the camera. All right, video's done. Okay, give it back. Do you want to buy the merch?
I'll give you a discount.
Oh, my God.
But I will note, there is a thing called the bystander effect. We're familiar with the bystander effect from things like, you know, if you are having an emergency in public, do not just call out to a general crowd because everyone will assume that they are the bystander in this situation and other people are the active participants, that other people will be doing the call to 911. So it's more effective in that instance to point at someone and go, "You in the gray hat, call 911. And it's even more effective if they're wearing a gray hat and can identify themselves by that.
I'm colorblind.
The hit rate goes up 90% when they're wearing a gray hat.
It's called the gray hat effect.
It's the gray hat effect, exactly. So we should pick out a specific person.
I agree. I'm afraid. All right. Here we go.
It's going to be like a mustache-twirling villain.
Oh, my God. The bottom of the page. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
No one will believe me if I just stand here waving money in the air.
You tell yourself.
I'll pick out some likely-looking prospects and just go up and talk to them.
You stand and watch the people pass by for a moment. You see a teenager looking at watches in the window of a drugstore. You see a young mother arguing with her 5-year-old daughter about which direction to take. What? Just what? Why would the 5-year-old know? Why are you fighting with your 5-year-old? You've already lost.
Just pick them up!
I want to go up! We can! It's not possible! Up! No! What do you? You don't even know what you're talking about! Okay.
I'm not moving until we go up!
Dang it. Take me to the moon! Take me to the moon or I'm going to scream right here! Right here in this Claire's! And you see a well-dressed middle-aged man walking aimlessly, obsessively just window shopping. Surely one of these three people will gladly take some free money from you and start your way on getting rid of the $1 million, but which one? The teenager, the young mother, or the middle-aged man?
Okay.
I mean...
So.
Who cares about the watches? No.
Exactly. You've got corrupt motivations. The Holy Grail would not reveal itself unto you.
It will not reveal itself to you in this dining pavilion right in front of the giant panda.
The guy just obsessively window shopping? He doesn't know how to make a choice?
He's not going to be able to accept his money from us. I agree. I really think it is the young mother, and I feel like any other option, I disagree that it's possible.
I think the young mother is having a hard day. I think she has gotten 3 hours sleep each day for the last 14. She's been working double shifts. She's a nurse. I think that she has just been kind of worn down at this point and can't even put up an argument back to her 5-year-old daughter, who is clearly suffering in the neglect of this wake. But this is the life that they lead in order to make ends meet. I think we have the ability to make this life.
I agree. My counterpoint...
Excuse me, miss. You look poor.
Yeah, I'm five. I don't have a mummy. I have 10 whole cents. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm a little bit afraid of the amount of caps I see on 48, but let's go to 48.
Let's do it.
My ears, I'm bracing.
I'll stand back from the mic.
Don't worry, Discord will cut it off. It'll be the audience that has to hear it. The woman is trying to pull her young daughter into the shoe store, and the little girl is pulling in the other direction.
Excuse me?
You say, walking up behind her.
Ah!
She cries. It seems you've startled her. Bad start. The little girl starts to scream. She's loud and piercing as an ambulance siren.
Sorry I startled you.
You say to the woman.
I'd like to give you $1,000. What? I can't hear you.
The woman screams, pulling her daughter by the arm, trying to turn her around to comfort her.
I just want to give you some money.
You say.
What? You what? Money.
You yell.
Money. I know it's hard for you kids to get summer jobs.
The woman says, struggling to pick up her screaming daughter.
But I think you can find something better to do than begging.
The woman walks away carrying the screaming baby. You turn and see Uncle Clyde approaching. What does he want? Go to page 49. Wow. Okay.
That?
Not what I expected.
5-year-old child is a baby.
What are you crying about, you baby? Take my $1,000, baby.
You can buy
a new mom.
Candy.
you can buy
your mom.
Buy a new mom.
You can probably get her like a shift off work.
Oh, I don't care. I want cry. 49.
That's a Fortnite skin. It's currently in the shop that I really want to get. It's seasonal from a previous season, so I'll never get it again.
It has a dance that I saw on TikTok in the shop. All right, 49.
Good news,
Uncle Clyde says in his normal death-like monotone.
I'm glad one of us has good news.
You say?
What is it?
We have to go home and pack. We're leaving tomorrow morning.
He tells you, leading you out of the mall.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm being transferred immediately to Wago Wago. It's a tiny island somewhere in the South Seas.
You can't! We can't!
You cry, horrified.
$1,000,000! There's no way I can spend $1,000,000 on a tiny island!
They don't even take American money there,
Uncle Clyde says flatly.
But what can I do? A pipe fitter has to go where people need pipes fitted.
Tomorrow?
You cry.
It's an emergency pipe fit! That's why they called me, and they know I'm the best.
Oh my god. He suddenly sees how upset you are.
Hey, don't feel bad. We're gonna make out all right on this trip. Since it's a rush job, I'm gonna get time and a half.
The end. Oh my.
Oh, I love it.
That's incredible.
It's an emergency pipe fitting. They had to get the best in the business, and they know that's Uncle Clyde.
Gotta go.
Well,
where pipes need fitting.
I'm a pipe fitter. That means I fit pipes. And where pipes need to be fit, you best believe I'm there fitting them.
Oh, man. Teenager, middle-aged man. This...
Teenager. You know what? Maybe he's not actually considering a life of crime. Maybe he's considering getting a nice watch for a friend who's about to retire.
Why is he friends with...
He's friends with a 70-year-old! That's fine! That's normal, right? Back to the Future told me this was normal!
This is normal. The teenager, staring at the watches, turns around as you walk up to him. 28.
What page are we on, sir?
28.
I have to reborrow the book. I can only borrow it for an hour at a time.
Alright.
28. Okay. Alright, the teenager, staring at the watches, turns around as you walk up to him. He's tall and thin with short red hair. He's wearing a t-shirt that says, "Give me air." What? You decide to get right to the point.
I'm trying to give away some money.
You tell him.
I'm not crazy or anything. I just have a lot of money to give away.
The teenager stares at you for a moment.
Oh, I'm kind of busy.
He says.
It'll only take a second.
You tell him.
Take some money from me.
Well, if it'll make you happy.
The guy says, grinning.
How about $5? Have you got a five?
I was thinking of a slightly higher amount.
You say.
You mean you want to give away 10 whole dollars?
The teenager asks.
Are you sure you're not crazy, mister?
How about $1,000?
You ask, holding up a wad of bills.
Please, I am serious. I'm giving you $10,000.
You can't believe you have to plead with someone to take this money. The teenager just stares at you. He's trying to decide if you're serious or not. You hold the money in front of his face. Will he take the money? Will he be your first success? Turn to page 4.
Okay. Hand it over,
he says slowly.
I mean, I know it's a gag, but I'll bite.
He takes the $10,000 bills from your hand and examines the money carefully.
Okay, what's the joke?
He asks.
No joke,
you tell him.
It's yours.
Hey, Frank, what you doing?
A boy in a sweatshirt and torn jeans comes over.
This kid just gave me $10,000.
Frank says.
It even looks real. Hey, kid, you got some more of that for me?
Frank's friends ask.
Sure.
You say?
Here's $10,000 for you.
Business is starting to pick up.
Hey, this kid's giving away free money here!
Frank's friend yells to two other teenagers who come running over. You dig in your pocket for more money. A few seconds later, a huge crowd is gathered around you. You're handing out $1,000 in bills as fast as you can, but it's not fast enough. Hands are grabbing you. A fist fight breaks out. You hear a window smash, broken glass shattering against the floor. People are scuffling and pushing their way towards you. You've started a terrible, violent riot. Should you try and run away or stay until you've given away every dollar you brought? Run. Turn to page 9. Stay. Turn to page 19. Now this seems realistic.
The captain goes down with the ship. If I start a riot, I'm staying there until I'm the only competitor left.
I'm staying down until my body count is in the dozens. I'm gonna clock everyone who gets in a 2-foot radius.
I'm gonna stand atop a pile of corpses at the end of this.
I'm down to stay.
I mean, the situation might get worse if we weren't here.
That's true.
The money is all gone! It's all gone!
You scream as loudly as you can. But the fighting continues for several minutes more. It takes approaching police sirens to get the crowd to stop struggling. The sirens grow louder. The fighting stops. People quickly walk away, leaving you standing in front of the shattered window glass of the store. You look around at the broken windows, empty display windows, and trash and rubble strewn about the area. Uh-oh.
Here's the person who started it all, officer!
You hear a voice call. A tall policeman is walking quickly towards you. You realize that you've successfully given away $500,000, but you don't care. This is the worst day of your life. And now you're going to be arrested? Could things get any worse? Turn to page 27. Yes.
Could I be any more screwed?
Uncle Clyde shows up at the police station 2 hours later.
I would have been here sooner.
He apologizes.
But I was watching a good movie on TV. Good Will Hunting. You ever seen it?
The police officer explains to Uncle Clyde what happened at the mall. You're so embarrassed and ashamed of all of the crime and riot that everyone else did. You wish you could slip through the crack in the floor. Here you are, halfway towards your goal of giving away $1,000,000, and you've never felt more miserable. The phone rings.
That's probably the manager of the store,
the policeman says.
He's calling to say what damage it came to.
The policeman talks on the phone for a few minutes. Then he hangs up and turns to you and your uncle.
Damages at the mall come up to about $500,000,
he says sternly. Gives you a fierce, angry look.
You hear that? You're gonna have to pay $500,000 in damages.
Yay!
You cry, jumping out of your seat.
I'm rich! I'm rich! Yay!
The end. Good ending, I guess. Wow.
This does open the possibility. We could have just... Oh no, we can't commit petty crimes. No. We can't spend the money on something illegal. So, if we spend the money on fines for crimes that we do, we just commit crimes that cost fines. Fine punishment crimes.
Fine crimes.
I'm going to perjure.
Yeah?
Yeah, the fine crimes. The finest of all the crimes.
Just the finest of crimes. Come one, come all to the crimeporium. Only the finest of crimes.
Oh, have you larceny, sir?
Ooh, larceny.
A break in an entering.
Sounds delightful.
Interesting. It'll pair nicely with our jaywalk.
A spot of sedition in the evening. Charming.
We're rich. We did it.
We're rich.
People are probably dead. There are probably corpses.
Yeah, I mean, how do you think it got up to $500,000 so fast? Life insurance to pay for.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, all in a day's work. Bam, bam, bam.
Should we check out the alternate path?
Yeah, let's try and run, which is 9, page 9.
Let's run away from this on 9.
Ooh, there's the brawl on page 5. It looks like an elaborate game of Twister with money flying everywhere is what it really looks like. And there's someone who's absolutely going to be dead in the back.
Oh, yeah. There's two guys in the background choking one another. There's not a dollar bill in sight. They're not fighting over money. They're just fighting.
They also do look like they're about to kiss. So
it does. It absolutely looks like the moment just before enemies become lovers.
Yeah. Okay. What are we doing? Page 9.
I've got to get out of here.
You yell yourself. Wait, you tell? You yell it. You yell yourself. You tell yourself. Ducking away from someone's fist, you start to run, but you're trapped inside a circle of fighting, struggling people. You can't get out. You have no choice but to stay and see this whole mess through to the bitter end. Keep handing out those $1,000 bills in the middle of the fight. Entered page 19, which is just the page that we already did.
Oh.
Interesting.
I see.
Interesting.
We're rich. We're rich.
You want to see what the old man's about on page 68?
Yeah, what's that old man up to?
What's
on
that
page
old
68?
Man about?
What are you selling?
The man asks as you walk up and say hello. He's wearing a light blue suit that fits a little bit too snugly around his large waist. He squints down at you as if he has trouble with his eyes. Roast him more, Jesus.
I hope you'll believe me.
You begin timidly.
I'm not selling anything. I'd just like to give you this $1,000 bill. It's absolutely free. Please take it.
The man takes the bill from you. He holds it up close to his face and squints at it for a long time.
Good detail.
He says finally, handing it back to you. You ask, what's he talking about?
Not a bad job, actually.
The man says, searching in his jacket pocket for something.
It's really one of the best bills I've seen here, but the background is a bit murky. Here, take a look at mine.
My God, what? The subtle art white coloring.
What a criminal. just outing himself the first chance. It's so good. This looks like my crime. look
Imagine
at my illegal goods.
Someone hands you a dollar bill and you hold it up and you're like, a perfect counterfeit. I can't even tell that it's a counterfeit. Anyway,
here's my counterfeit.
I do crime.
Anyway, I do crime. You know what this reminds me of? All the drugs I have on me.
Oh, above the legal possession limit.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Absolutely. No, I cannot have this. Absolutely not.
Did I tell you about the bounty on my head?
Oh, yeah. I got quite a count at this point. I'm getting up there. I'm not to brag. I'm on a new hot streak. I've got a, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah. He hands you a $1,000 bill. Is he saying that your money's counterfeit? Go to page 69.
Woo!
See, I use a higher grade ink than you do.
He says with pride.
It makes the background come up sharper.
You stare at disbelief at the phony bill in your hand.
You can keep that one.
The man says. He walks off and disappears into a store.
Can't be right.
You tell yourself.
My money can't be counterfeit.
You put his bill in your pocket and take out one of yours. You examine it carefully, first the front, then the back. On the back of the bill, at the bottom, in tiny, tiny type, you read the words...
Oh. Otto Quincy Vandermint Practical Joke Company.
What a hilarious joke! So why aren't you laughing? The end. It says, in now, Otto we trust on the bill as well.
It says, in Otto we trust on the top of the bill. It says, the Otto Quincy Vandermint Practical Joke Company, which is printed directly above the words $1,000.
Yep.
In a font size that's about half, I would say, of $1,000. What I'm saying is, this master counterfeiter looked at our bill and was like, yes, almost perfect, except for the background. Does the $1,000 bill look like this?
Yeah, also, it says ha 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 all over the background.
Sorry, I was just reading it.
Yep. And it's... Also, important to note, this is not a, no building in American politics here. It's quite literally, it says, let me zoom in. Factory, it's Otto Quincy Vandermint Factory.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think there's a couple things that might be wrong with this dollar bill.
Oh, nearly flawless.
Almost there, except for all of the wrong. Except for all the wrong parts, it was really close.
If your ink was slightly higher grade,
You might have written In God We Trust instead.
Huh. All right. Wow. Well, that's everything. So
good! I mean, unless there is a path that you recall that we should return.
Well, at this point, the only... We'd have to go back enough to not pick out specific people. We'd have to offer a larger amount if we wanted to do that. Which, you know, now that I've said it out loud, I feel like I can't go back on it. Do you want to run that to one logical end?
Let's do it.
Let's run that to one logical end. That's on page 20.
20.
Can I give someone $10,000?
You ask, holding the money up so that everyone who passes by can see it. But everyone continues to pass by and nobody stops. Your arm is getting tired from holding up all the money.
Free $10,000 here!
You shout.
These kids,
a woman says to a companion as they walk by you.
They just don't know what to do with themselves in the summertime.
Her companion, a tall woman in bright green slacks and top, stops to look at you.
What are you selling here?
She asks.
I'm not selling anything,
you say.
I'm trying to give away $10,000. Would you like it?
You hold the money out to her and she takes a step back.
Why don't you go to the library and see if you can find a nice book to read?
These people are absolutely not acting like real people.
Mm-hmm.
She asks, are they counterfeit?
All of these people's, like, you know the thing where, like, it was said often that Bill Gates would lose money by bending over to pick up a $100 bill because his productivity per time, per salary, etc. works out to much more than $100 for the amount of time it would take him to pick up a bill.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people are so rich
that
they could care less about this.
Yeah, I think that's the angle, or we are going to be dealing with counterfeit people. These are not real. So,
the whole town's Quincy Otto. So
yeah, if
no
you
one
hold it up,
you
can see the words "ha ha ha" on them, like the Joker's tattoos in Suicide Squad. they all look exactly like that. Anyway,
damaged.
She asks, and she and her friend go into the store.
Hey, can you spare a quarter?
You feel a hand tug into your sleeve. It's a disheveled-looking man in filthy, ragged clothes. Well, is this your... Inside scoop into what's going on in those TikTok or YouTube short, creators' heads. Is this your big opportunity to give away some money? Oh my god, this is it! This is gonna go viral! Go on to page 21.
Get the camera! I don't have a quarter. Take $10,000, though.
You tell him, thrusting the money into his dirty hand. Wow.
Give me a break.
He mutters, pushing the money back at you. He starts to walk away.
Can't even make a decent living begging anymore.
He says, shaking his head.
Too many creeps and weirdos.
Shoppers continue to walk right by you.
I have an honest face.
You tell yourself.
Why doesn't anyone believe me?
Should you try a different location in the mall, or should you go home and think up a better plan for giving away the million? For logical conclusion's sake, I think let's try a different location, because 92 might take us to the whole other section.
What?
All right.
Wait, what?
We're on 92, right?
Are we?
Oh, sorry, you meant go to the other store, because... Right.
Because the other one feels like it would take us to... seems like it would take us to a whole loop back into the other.
That makes sense. 24.
64.
Wait. 64.
Nintendo?
Oh, 64. None of these made any contiguous sense.
What was the other one that...
It was on the cover.
I can't believe it. No one believes me.
You say to yourself.
Maybe it's too dark here in this corner and people can't see I'm offering real auto dollars.
You move to a brightly lit area in front of the restaurant. Two men in loud plaid suits come walking up to you.
Say, what are you doing here?
One of them asks with a wide grin. He winks at his companion.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
The other one repeats, nudging his companion in the ribs with his elbow.
What's up with these two jerks?
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's get mugged. You ask yourself.
Valid.
Yeah. You ask yourself. You hold up a wad of $1,000 bills.
I'm trying to give away money.
You say. For some reason, these two men find your answer simply hilarious. They laugh uproariously, slapping their knees and poking each other, winking and grinning. What's this look like? What does that look like? Laughing uproariously, slapping knees, and poking each other while winking and grinning? What does that look like?
I've only ever seen the like of that in, like, a Fleischer cartoon. Like, it's very, very, like, like wobbly animated characters.
Yeah, a little unsettling. Like, yeah.
I could see like a co-op boss in Cuphead doing this.
Yeah, true.
This is an exciting moment.
The first one cries, nudging his partner.
Right you are,
cries his partner, winking and grinning. Stop, uh-oh, you say.
Something funny is going on here.
Turn to page 65.
Come on, you son of a gun, you recognize us,
cries the first grinning man. He puts a hand on your shoulder and spins you around. You find yourself staring into a TV camera. Wow, no wonder the lights were so bright here.
Hey, you know who we are,
cries the second one.
We're Eddie and Freddy Giveaway, and you're on live TV! You're on Win a Million, and we're gonna give you $1 million just for being such a good sport!
Oh no! Oh no!
You cry.
Another happy winner!
Cries Eddie.
Or is it Freddy?
Look at our winner! Actual tears, folks!
The end! It's so... That's why people are... This is why people don't want the money. It's so easy to win $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Can't walk down the street without being given $1 million and a controlling share in a Fortune 500 company.
I think we should have taken the hint about this world sooner. Our uncle didn't bat an eye. Nobody wants the thousands. But now we just walk up to somebody. They're like, here's another million. Who cares if we have a $5 million debt or $1 million debt? It's so easy to fix that. The dollar means nothing here. It doesn't mean anything.
You know, this universe makes sense exclusively through this one lens. Everyone else in this universe is already a millionaire.
Yes. Yeah. It makes sense.
We just got brought up to their level.
Yes. Finally. Oh my.
Even the dirty, dirty bum.
He tried to offer him thousands and he said, I can't make a good living.
Don't stop for change.
Yes.
Anyway, have you got a quarter? I need that arcade machine to work.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it.
That was great.
That was great. That was some R.L. Stine right there. Capital R, capital L, capital S Stine. That is what that was. Oh my god. I don't know. Were we supposed to, it almost feels like we were trying to be taught a lesson that the $1 million might not, you know, it might not be good, which then makes all of the millionaire success endings even more confusing now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, congratulations, you started a riot and now you have $4.5 million. You got really punked.
Yeah.
You probably feel real silly right now.
I'm quite confused, but hey, I enjoyed myself the whole time, which is, hey, that's an R.L. Stine right there, baby. that's what that is. I'm confused and I liked it.
100% the same. I've nothing extra to add because I put it all in the middle of the book.
Yeah, no, this one feels a lot like a give yourself goosebumps. Like, yeah, I think
100%.
This one, there's a couple, like the museum one did as well a bit. There's a couple of these that really, really feel like the framework for a give yourself goosebumps. I would say that this one is, of the R.L. Stine ones, this one probably feels the most, which makes sense because it's the latest, thus the closest to the give yourself goosebumps books. It really does feel the closest to that framework, which was good. All right. Well, hey, speaking of $1 million... thanks to our Patreon supporters. You want to say who our lovely supporter for the episode is?
Absolutely. I usually don't like to mention the pledge amounts from individual yes. people, but as Rito is spoiled there, Alex K supports the Patreon for $1 million monthly. Thank you very much, Alex K, making you the executive producer of this episode.
Thanks for the $1 million in chump change. We'll use it to.
Look. I might use it as litter scratchings in the bottom of my bunny's terrarium.
Yeah. Thanks for the $1 million. Maybe I'll get myself a slightly nicer lunch today, I guess. But thanks for the million.
If I take that million and I fold it over enough, I could get like a 3-ply toilet paper out of that. That'd be worthwhile.
Oh my god.
No, but sincerely, thank you kindly, Alex Gay, for supporting over on patreon.com/turn-to-page-cost.
Huge, notable, and obvious thank you very much, Alex K, for the support. Huge thank you to all of our supporters at the $1 million tier or higher on patreon.com/turn-to-page-cast. Thank you.
You really
very much.
Think we wouldn't be mentioning the Patreon anymore at this point with multiple $1 million subscribers to it? No.
The hardcover tier.
The theme song didn't come cheap.
If you want to help support the podcast in a way that does not cost $1 million, you can help over on youtube.com/@turntopagecast. You can go subscribe, like, comment over there. That's all very helpful. If you have anything you want to say about the episode, that's a nice little, you know, community place where you can chat about it is in the comment section of said video on YouTube. If you want to leave a review on whatever streaming service you are listening to it on, that is also incredibly, incredibly helpful. So huge thank you to everybody. If you have anything you want to say to us directly, you can send an email to turntopagecast@gmail.com. If you want to send us a little something, something, you want us to read something out on the show or otherwise, et cetera, that is a place you can do that. David, for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Adios.